Many years ago, I used to be pretty good friends with somebody who, when we talked back and forth, I could tell was clearly formulating their response to whatever I was saying, even before I finished saying it. Somebody told me at the service right before this that their husband called that reloading. They were reloading before I'd even had said what I was going to say. I could tell they were writing their response in their head, even as the words were coming out of my mouth. And in fact, I remember that sometimes their lips would even move. So I knew they were talking to themselves. I don't know what this anxiety was about, because I do think this was about anxiety, but suffice it to say that this person who I used to be friends with was a terrible, terrible listener. And over time, I confess that I stopped listening to them. I just couldn't do it anymore, and it was a relationship that had had a good start, but it just fell apart because we weren't listening. We weren't listening to each other. I think that today's parable is about a judge who is a terrible listener. He never stops to really hear what this persistent widow's story is. He never looks past the surface of what she's presenting to him to find out why she has found herself in this really vulnerable position with him. Eventually, he only helps her out of his own worry that his reputation will be tarnished. I think in the actual Greek it says that he does not receive a black eye for her persistence. I think this is a tough parable. I told a person this morning, I'm kind of ready for Luke to move out of the parable phase, because he really challenges us with this parable of Jesus. There's so much happening here, elements of teachings on prayer, on persistence, on judgment, and then on faith. But when I boil all of that down to its barest element, what I find there is the concept of empathy. Empathy. I think we get sympathy and empathy mixed up with each other sometimes. Sympathy means sharing the feelings of another person. But empathy means understanding the feelings of another person, even if you don't share them. We describe sympathy sometimes as feeling sorry for somebody. I'm so sorry. But at the same time, with sympathy, we might be trying to fix the problem of the other person, or sympathy is enough to say, oh, I'm so sorry, and then we move out of that person's space and we forget about them. Empathy can be described as walking with somebody in their journey, even knowing that you cannot fix the problem, nor should you get in the way of the work that God has given somebody else to do. Empathy is really hard sometimes, because you have to stay with the person, be present with them, bear witness to their pain, and let them know that they are not alone. And empathy and listening, I think, hold hands with each other. They go together, because listening, really listening to the cries and the anger, the fear, the frustration, sometimes the monotony, the sadness of another person opens the doors of our hearts to each other. That relationship that I had so long ago fell apart from my point of view because I just never felt listened to. And so over time, I began to feel criticized and judged and ignored, even as we were sitting across from each other. Sympathy was what I was hearing, but I never heard empathy. True listening, to me, could take its place in the list of the spiritual disciplines that we have. I was thinking about our sacred circle, looking at the founder of that over here. Our sacred circle ministries here at Calvary, which is about contemplative disciplines, contemplative ministries. Listening is in that list, I think, together with prayer and labyrinth walking and fasting and writing and worshiping together, because listening is a holy event. Really, when we hear the story of another person, when we are able to see past all those things that we hold on to and build up, that we how we present ourselves to the world, when we can find the heart and soul of another person and connect to that, then that gives us the possibility that we are hearing and seeing the Christ in each other. I call that holy listening. And I think that can lead to empathy. Now, sympathy is not a bad thing at all. We can teach sympathy, it's a start. But that walking with somebody, that empathy is the foundation of relationships that can lead to deep trust, to deeper sharing, and to eventually reconciliation. With all of the voices in our world, the cacophony that we all are dealing with all the time, the places we go, places we have to go, places we find ourselves at work, at offices, just out in the public, I hope that a community of faith can be the one guaranteed place where we can all come and where we can know when we come into a place like Calvary that even though we bring in with us rules and regulations and issues and causes and all of the things that we have to deal with out there, here we can know that the people who stand behind those rules and regulations matter more. That people matter more. There's so few places in the world that we have to go to that we can expect when we walk in to be seen and known as a beloved child of God. Here we practice that. We can practice knowing that here we will always be seen and known. Whether you're here one day or 55 years, you are a beloved child of God. Shouldn't we see each other that way? Through listening, through love. I think sometimes we shy away from talking with one another about the things that are vulnerable to us, the things that touch us the deepest, the things that really matter. What we worry about when we wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. What discourages us when we turn on the news. Here at Calvary, a community like this, I want us to know that we can reach across the boundaries together. That we can see the people, each other, behind the things that society asks us to put over our faces, in our hearts and our souls. Talk to each other and create empathy. Jesus always chose people over boundaries. Jesus was consumed with laws. In his society, there were over 600 laws of the Torah that determined how people acted with one another. He was enmeshed in that. It was woven all around him as a faithful Jewish man. But he always chose relationships and people over the rules that he followed. He kept the door open for dialogue, even with those who had cast him as an instigator of violence himself, those actions that ended up with him being on the cross. He kept the door open with them. I think he shows us that we really don't have to agree with one another. But as baptized people of God, we are always compelled to see the humanity in one another, the God-created uniqueness of each one of us. And here we can trust that we will not be wounded if we reach into the vulnerable places, the trust places and the boundaries that we have to wear sometimes in other places just to survive. I have faith in us because we are not an isolated island. We are a part of the body of Christ. Even that unjust judge who didn't want to have his reputation ruined and therefore he helped the persistent widow listened finally. And we have a much higher bar than that. Practicing holy listening leads to empathy, which leads to compassion. then in God's grace leads to us joining together to repair and transform this wounded and bleeding world. There's not a soul in this place that does not crave God's mercy and God's grace and God's love. God meets us wherever we are, in our differences, in the things we hold in common. In Christ, God is beside us, between us, and with us. So let us practice this holy discipline of listening somewhere today. I promise you, if you pray about it, the opportunity will come up. I promise. Let us listen. For in doing so, we may indeed hear the voice of Christ. Amen.